This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash Talk with TK. I'm your host, TK Tom Kelly, off for a few days from WIP this week. Was supposed to be hosting the morning show, but over the weekend, actually early Monday morning, my wife and I welcomed our third child. So off for a few days this week. We'll be back on WIP next week. Been pretty crazy in my household, but did find a few minutes here to sneak away and wanted to get some thoughts out regarding the Eagles and specifically the Saquon Barkley situation, because that's obviously been the hot topic conversation this week as Saquon breaks the 2,000-yard mark on Sunday against the Cowboys, has a chance to go after Eric Dickerson's rushing record this weekend against the Giants, and a complicated situation here considering the Eagles, from a standing standpoint, have nothing to play for. I mean, this game really about as meaningless as it could possibly be for the Eagles from a schedule standpoint. You're going to be the 2 seed regardless whether you win or lose. Really, the only question is, do you want to push for Saquon Barkley to go get this record or not? And Nick Sirianni announces yesterday that the Eagles will not have Saquon go for the record. They will sit him. They will sit the majority of their starters, and it's been a fascinating conversation to listen to throughout the course of this week. But I just wanted to get on here and say this, give me my thoughts, because the Eagles are absolutely making the right decision here. And I get why the players would want to go for this record. I get why Saquon would want to go for it. I get why the offensive line would want to go for it. I think, you know, they are a big part of this thing as well. Why they might want to go after this thing for a guy like Jeff Stoutland, who's been one of the most important members of the Eagles organization for over a decade here. And this would be kind of an accomplishment to put on his resume as well. So I understand that perspective. I get it. From the fan standpoint as well, I guess. I mean, I don't feel this way. I mean, I know there are some fans out there who think it would be cool for Saquon to get the record. I personally, as a fan, don't care. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Again, I understand why the players would want it. But as a fan, there's only one thing I really care about with this team and this season. And that's winning the Super Bowl. And that's why, man, the Eagles are making the right decision here. Because, you know, you can look at it and you can say, well, there's no guarantee that somebody's going to get hurt if you throw them out there. Fair. I mean, there's obviously, you could get through the game. You could get through it healthy. But this is what I think it's much more about than any sort of injury risk. And sure, there's an injury risk. We saw it last year against the Giants in the final week of the season when A.J. Brown went down. I was actually okay with the Eagles playing the starters then, because even though it was unlikely, they went into the day with a chance of their seeding changing. Like, they went into that day with the possibility of, if they beat the Giants and Washington beat Dallas in Dallas, the Eagles would have won the NFC East. So you had something legitimately to play for. Hey, it didn't pan out that way. I mean, Dallas won anyway, and there was a high probability Dallas was going to win going into that game. But I understood last year why the Eagles would play, because their standing could change. But you lose a guy in that game, that's one part of it. But I think the even bigger part of it, where, you know, I'm not hearing this mentioned nearly as much, because all I'm seeing the pro Saquon go for it people say is, hey, you could get through the game. There's no guarantee somebody's going to get hurt. What are we being scared of? But to me, it's much more about the fact that these players really need rest. And I know people will hear that and be, oh, you know, the soft culture of today, and players, they're getting paid a lot of money, they should go out and play regardless. But this is the thing, and this is what I keep coming back to, is these organizations, they don't make these kind of decisions lightly. And I'm sure the Eagles would love to allow Saquon to go out there and go for this record. But they spend, not just the Eagles, but every organization in the NFL, every organization in all of sports, they spend millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to put forward to research, to, you know, really look at what can we do to get our players to play at the highest level possible. And the reality of the situation here is that the Eagles haven't had a bye week since week 5. I mean, you're talking about early October. For a little bit of perspective here, the day the Eagles had their bye was the day of game 2 of the Phillies-Mets series. That feels like a hell of a long time ago. That is a long time. That is 12 straight weeks, would be 13 straight weeks of playing high intensity, high physicality football games every single week. And if things go well, if things go the way you want them to go, you're going to be playing another month on top of that. And you'll have a bye week between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl. But let's face it, I mean, that's not really a bye week. There's a lot of mental exhaustion and emotional exhaustion that goes into that when you have all those media obligations. You're going to a Super Bowl. And this is the thing. Like, they put all this research toward this stuff, and it's all about getting the peak performance from your players. And this is where I just... It's mind-boggling to me that people are upset about this decision, or that people don't understand what the Eagles are doing here. Because you might not agree with it, but you gotta understand it. Like, there is no logical argument. Like, you can argue whatever. You can say there's a chance you get through the game, nobody gets hurt. Fine. You can say, you know, it's really important to get Saquon's name in the history books, legacy, all that stuff. You can make that argument as well, as far as why they should do this, why they should go for it. But the one thing that you can't make any sort of logical argument for whatsoever is that playing guys this week puts the Eagles in a better position to go win a Super Bowl than resting them. Like, there's no argument. They've been playing for 12 straight weeks. You have an opportunity to give these guys a bye. And you just look at the NFL, look at the history of the NFL, and especially look at the history of the NFL in the new playoff structure. Having that one seed is a monumental advantage. It is a monumental advantage. And sure, you're playing at home, you're playing one less playoff game, but the bigger reason for it is because you get that week off. And you have an opportunity, even though you can't get the one seed, you have an opportunity to have essentially a self-created bye week. And I get not everybody can sit. You're going to have to play some guys just because you don't have enough roster spots. But you can sit Saquon Barkley. You can sit your two star receivers. You can sit all your offensive linemen. You can sit your most critical players on defense. You can sit a guy like Darius Slay down, who's been older and been banged up. Like, you have an opportunity to give all these guys rest. It is illogical to say that this puts the Eagles in a better position to win a Super Bowl than resting them. And that's the only thing that should matter. And again, man, I get it from a Saquon perspective. It sucks. And you hear him talk yesterday. I get that he wants to go for it. And I give Saquon a lot of credit because he's a good teammate. He understands the situation. He understands ultimately that this is what's best for the football team. And that's the decision that the Eagles need to make. And we can look at Nick Sirianni. I think Nick Sirianni's a part of it. Honestly, though, I think this decision goes above Nick Sirianni. I think this is one that comes down from the very top, from Howie Roseman, and even more than Howie, I think this is one that comes down from Jeffrey Lurie. And I get that it might not be popular amongst everybody, but it's absolutely the right thing to do. Because as I said, man, if you are going to win a Super Bowl here, you got to win four more games. And you got to win four more games in a row. And we know, just as like regular season, its intensity picks up as the season goes on. Playoffs are on a different level. Like, it's a totally different level of football, different level of intensity, different level of physicality. And to go out and play guys this week would have been irresponsible. And that's why I look back at what the Lions did on Monday night. I think what Dan Campbell did the other night was absurd. And yeah, they could potentially win that game against the Vikings on Sunday night, and they could go into the postseason as the one seed and have that bye week. But if they don't, and they go out of the playoffs quickly, that is going to be a decision that is going to haunt Dan Campbell for potentially the rest of his coaching career. I mean, think about it. They go into Monday night, and I get that you have this mentality as a coach that, hey, and as a team, that we care, we're going to win this game no matter what. But they go into a game, cross-country on Monday night, that means nothing. After the Vikings win that game on Sunday, that game for Detroit on Monday night was totally meaningless. And they go out, and they play all their guys on a short week before coming home and playing a game with an incredible level of significance. I mean, if the Lions win, yeah, sure, they're the one seed, they get the bye week, everything's fine. But if they lose that game, you're the five seed. You were going on the road in the first round, and you're likely going to need to win every postseason game that you play on the road leading up to the Super Bowl. And again, the Lions, maybe they will win this week, but there is no argument whatsoever that you can make that playing those guys on Monday night puts them in a better position to win on Sunday. And I would much rather have my organization run in a way that is responsible. Because that's the thing, man. Playing Saquon and playing the starters, because it's not just Saquon. That's a part of it as well. It's not just playing him, because if you play him, you have to play your entire offensive line. If you play those guys, you probably need to play AJ and Devontae on the outside, because if you want to get Saquon this record and you want to get him this record as quickly as possible, I mean, you need to at least have the threat of throwing the football. I mean, if you go out there and you're sitting AJ and you're sitting Devontae and you're playing Jahan Dotson and Johnny Wilson on the outside, the Giants aren't going to be playing you like your passing game is a real threat. So there's a ripple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Effect that you just cannot discount here. And I mean, I've heard the discussion this week, and I understand it to a point, but I'm kind of stunned at the amount of people who are like upset and don't understand this decision from the Eagles, because it's absolutely the right thing to do. It would have been irresponsible to play them. You haven't had a bye week since week 5. If your bye's later in the season, I still wouldn't do it, but I'd understand it more. But the fact of all these kind of intangibles coming together, the early bye week, the fact that the game means absolutely nothing, like there is no way your seeding could be adjusted at all. There's no way you could go out and play them. And the Eagles are absolutely making the right call, and I support the decision. And that's why I wanted to get on this podcast and get my thoughts out here, because I'm just being driven nuts by this conversation. The Eagles are making the right call, as they typically do in these situations. And you look at the responsible teams, look around the league, man. Everybody's sitting this week that doesn't have anything to play for. Patrick Mahomes, he ain't playing. The Chiefs have a bye week next week. That game is important for a playoff situation. Now, you can also make the argument that Kansas City, they're probably not trying to do any favors to the Cincinnati Bengals. That's a team nobody wants to see get in the playoffs except the fans of the NFL, because I'd much rather see the Bengals in the playoffs than the Denver Broncos. But the Chiefs, they're starting Carson this week. I mean, they're not playing their guys. You look all across the league, the teams with nothing to play for, they are sitting. The Rams, they're sitting Matt Stafford this week. Their seeding is what it is, and their seeding could actually change. I mean, the Rams, they could end up being the 4 seed as opposed to the 3 seed. They could potentially get a worse playoff matchup, and they are still sitting their quarterback. So just teams without a lot to play for, it just shows you how valuable the bye is and how much they value the bye. And again, it's not just about the injury risk. The injury risk is part of it, but it's more to me about you are researching, you are spending all this money to go into what can we do to have our players play at the highest level possible at the most important times. I mean, you can call it sports science, whatever. Teams put so much money into this, the Eagles included. And if they, you know, their science comes back and says, yeah, it's better for our team, it's better for our players, for them to have a week off and a week to rest for this intense playoff run rather than play them, it would be absurd to just disregard all of that research and say, ah, you know what, we want to get Saquon the record. Let's go out and let's play for it. Because it puts you in a worse position. It puts you in a worse position to win the playoffs. It puts you in a worse position to win the Super Bowl. And it would be, as I've said, the word I'll continue to use with it is irresponsible. And it would be a reckless decision. It really would. So I fully support what the Eagles are doing. They're 100% right in that regard. And we'll see how the chips fall this week. And real quick before we wrap up here, did want to talk about the NFC playoff picture as a whole, because the Eagles are locked in as the 2 seed. Now, because of what happened last week, the results of those games, Green Bay goes down to Minnesota, and that's one of my bigger takeaways, and one of the other reasons why I think the Lions are insane to do what they did and play their guys, because Minnesota's been the most underrated team in the NFL this year. I mean, Kevin O'Connell is a runaway, I mean, can easily win the Coach of the Year voting, and absolutely should, to be 14-2 at this point with Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold, hey, he's probably just better than a lot of people thought he was. But they've done an incredible job, and it's time to start taking that team for real. I know it's crazy to say when a team's 14-2, but they've been flying under the radar all year. They're really good. I mean, they hammered the Packers in that game on Sunday, and with Washington's win over Atlanta on Sunday night, Washington's got the inside track of that 6 seed here. Now, Washington plays at Dallas this week. It'll be interesting to see how they play it, because Washington is in kind of a similar situation where they could have a self-created bye week. They could sit their guys. I don't think they will, though, because for them, difference between the 6 seed and the 7 seed, if I'm Washington, I would much rather win that game, set myself up to either play the Los Angeles Rams or the Bucks or the Falcons, if that's possible, then I would play the Eagles. And I think that's probably the way that Washington is viewing this thing as well. So I think Washington's going to go ahead and play their guys. They have the inside track of that 6 seed. And then the Packers currently are the team with the in line for the 7 seed to play the Eagles in the first round. It'll be interesting to see how the Packers play as well, because they play the Bears this week. They're kind of in that similar situation to where the Eagles were last season going into the final week, where they have the ability to jump over Washington, jump back into that six seed, but they need to beat the Bears. They would also need Washington, as I mentioned before, to lose in Dallas, which is unlikely. So it'll be interesting to see if Green Bay sits their guys against the Bears. And again, to bring it back to the Saquon conversation, say you go out and you play your guys. While Green Bay sits, and Green Bay ends up being the seventh seed, a team that's pretty scary. I know they didn't play great last week in that matchup against Detroit, but or against Minnesota, but they're still a good football team. They're still a scary team. Think about that. You could go out and play your guys in a meaningless game. Meanwhile, Green Bay does the responsible thing. They sit their players, and they're coming into the link next week rested while you just played all your guys in a meaningless game. It would just be crazy. And hey, when I look at the potential matchups between Washington and Green Bay, I probably still prefer Washington. Washington has kind of changed my opinion on them a little bit. I wasn't afraid of them at all. And afraid's probably not even the right word prior to that second meeting in Washington. But you look at the last 2 weeks. You look at that game against the Eagles. And you look at that game on Sunday night against Atlanta. Jaden Daniels is a scary talent. And he's one of these guys who can kind of take a team on his back and, you know, lead them to victory here. I don't think it would happen. Like, if the Eagles play Washington at home in the postseason, I'd be confident the Eagles are going to win that game. I'd be confident the Eagles would beat Green Bay as well. And I'd still probably prefer Washington. I just think, in the end, Green Bay's the better overall team. I think they're more well-coached with Matt LaFleur. I mean, Dan Quinn's done a nice job this year in Washington, but LaFleur, I think, is one of the best offensive minds in football. And Josh Jacobs, that running game, they're having a tremendous year. I think they'd come in with a game plan that could give the Eagles some trouble. You saw it week one. I mean, they scored 29 points against this Eagles defense. So I'd feel confident about either one of those matchups. Probably would still prefer to take on Washington, though. But that being said, Jaden Daniels' play of late has certainly changed my opinion a little bit. It's not as clear-cut. Before, thought it was clear-cut. Washington would be the preferred opponent over Green Bay. Still an outside shot. You get Tampa, but very unlikely that ends up being the case. And, hey, Tampa, I know they had the Eagles' number. I think it's much different playing them down there than up here. If the Eagles were to play the Bucs in the playoffs, I'd feel good about that matchup. But, again, it looks like it's going to be either Washington or Green Bay. Probably going to be Green Bay. Would probably prefer for it to be Washington, but think the Eagles win either one of those matchups. And then you look at the AFC, as I mentioned earlier, would love to see the Bengals get in. I mean, you look at the MVP race and the MVP conversation, I've gotten so tired of it. I mean, with Saquon, he's not going to get it. Should be more in the running than he is, but it's going to come down to Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. And I think Josh Allen is the rightful winner. He's had an incredible year, especially when you look at the surrounding talent. You remove Stephon Diggs, that offense only gets better. Whereas Lamar Jackson, you've added to that offense. So I would give it to Josh Allen this year. But, man, you look at what Joe Burrow is doing. And I know it's crazy to say about a team that's 8-8, has hovered around 500. But that has nothing to do with the Bengals offense. I mean, Joe Burrow is playing at an extremely high level. They just have one of the worst defenses of all time, and it's unfortunate for the Bengals because their defense has finally started to play a little better over the last few weeks. If their defense played all season the way they've been playing over the last few weeks, they're probably a shoo-in playoff team. Instead of being 8-8, they're probably 10-6 and like locked into a spot right now. But I'd love to see them get in. I mean, the idea of Bengals-Bills in the first round, and man, that would be rough for the Bills to be the 2 seed, and that be your opening round opponent. And hey, the Broncos have been better than I expected. Don't like Sean Payton. He's done a good job, though. Bo Nix, much better than I expected him to be in his rookie year. But let's face it, man. Every football fan out there that's not in either of those markets wants to see the Bengals get in. I mean, the Bengals are the more dangerous team. The Bengals are the more fun team to watch. Would love to see them get in, but they would need Denver to lose to Carson Wentz and the Chiefs. They need Miami to lose their game to the Jets. Possible because Tua's not playing, but Miami could still win that game. Nobody wants to see Miami get in. And the Bengals would also need to beat the Steelers. Probably not going to happen, but would love to see it. I mean, Joe Burrow's playing at an extremely high level. And man, Bengals-Bills on wild card weekend in Buffalo. That would just be an incredible one. But we'll see what happens this weekend. It should be an interesting one. But again, I support the Saquon decision. Eagles absolutely doing the right thing. I'll be back on WIP on Sunday. We'll be there for the halftime show of Eagles-Giants. You can hear the whole game and obviously the halftime show on WIP. And next week, I will be back after, I don't even know if you can call it paternity leave here. It's a few days off, but I will be back next week with my regular schedule. So I'll talk to you next week on WIP. Thank you for listening to Trash Talk with TK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.